Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Duckerberg, Dr. Bill Duckerberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, soon to be retired officially from his professorship, from his former dean position, chairman of chairman of the business school, dean of the business school, is that what it was?
Right, no? Dean of the business
school. Dean of the business school for a long time.
Which had as many as 7,000 students.
Wow. And you're retiring, your party's coming up pretty soon. Bill, on behalf of my audience, congratulations on a great career in academia. And I know, knowing you, I know that your students over the years are out there doing some great work because of your influence. And I just want you to know that on behalf of my audience, I salute you.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir. It's certainly been a wonderful time. I love it.
Everything except for the test grading, right?
Yeah, except for grading. I view myself as retiring from grading, not from teaching.
Well, we're not going to let you go, folks. Don't worry. Don't get excited. We're not retiring from. He's not retiring from our work together. We've got him chained to a desk on that. We're not going to let him get away from that. Hey, Bill. Thanks again for the survey, the index that you gave us in the previous segment. Basically, the news is still not good, folks. I'm going to repeat something. Since 1986, the index has been below 93. 100 is on par. Not 93. It's not been below 93 only 50 months since 86. 43 of those since 2009, in the last 3 years. That's the kind of conditions we have in the small business economy, Bill. And when the president talks about the jobs he's created and that we need more time, What I'm amazed at is that he doesn't have any concept of how many I'm going to call it opportunity lost.
Right.
The jobs that could have been created,
exactly,
that weren't created because of his policies.
Right.
There is no indicator for that, is there?
No, I mean basically population growth is forcing the job growth because you have to have more haircuts for more people.
Right.
So basically his policies have done nothing to help the economy move forward, and that's what he doesn't get. He thinks, you know, that the job growth we did get, which is just due to population growth, is a result of his great policies, and unfortunately, he's wrong.
Well, that's exactly right, and when I, you know, you poll small business owners very scientifically. I poll them very unscientifically, but it's amazing how the numbers are the same with regard to the attitude of small business owners about the overall conditions, about how they feel about where they are right now and about the future. And it all comes back to the language, the rhetoric, and the policies that are coming out of Washington. First we had the card check bill to try to increase unionism in America. Then we had the cap and trade. Thank you. And then on top of all that was Obamacare, which people still hate, and small business owners are still afraid of. Those things don't make us want to hire people, do they?
And then we had that horrible stimulus package, which
exactly,
was full of temporary stuff, and mostly was just giving money to state and local governments to keep public sector union workers
That's
employed.
Right. That's exactly
right.
It
didn't stimulate anything. He didn't change anything that we look at as an incentive. There were no incentives there. There were just handouts. And handouts, if I give you money, you don't behave any differently.
Right.
You might say thank you. But if I promise you money, if you do something, then, you know, you get more output. And we none of the policies were of that.
And then he talks and continues to talk about raising taxes on people who make over $250,000, but he doesn't realize when a small business owner makes that kind of money,
right,
they don't have the cash. It's in inventory or receivables.
Right, and that's right. That money's invested in the business.
It's in equity. It's
right.
Not and so it becomes phantom income.
Yep.
In technically, and if you raise rates on that phantom income, then that's more money that comes out of our capital,
yeah,
to hire more people. And even though he hasn't done it yet, Bill, that's the kind of rhetoric that makes us pull back.
And you can see the kind of nonsense it produces. There was a piece on TV about France's 75% marginal tax rate for people who make €1 million or more.
Right.
First of all, only 3,000 people in France make that much. Well,
yeah,
of course, you know, because they get taxed to death. But a couple of really high-profile people that own very famous companies there have now asked for, you know, Belgian citizenship.
Yeah, they're leaving.
You tax wealth, it runs.
They'll leave.
You know, you, it doesn't create
That's
wealth.
Exactly right.
Just foolish, 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 foolish.
That's right. You know. Hey, Bill, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Have a good week.
Congratulations again on a great career at Temple University.
Thank you, sir.
We're proud of you. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.